Hi, Marius, and thank you for participating in this interview today. Could you briefly introduce yourself and tell us where you work and what it is that you do?
Hello, it's nice to be here. I'm Marjut Jurva. I'm the special education teacher, erityisopettaja in Schildt High School. I've been working there for 15 years, and I meet a lot of students, but mainly on individual basis. So face to face and also some groups, but there I've been.
All right, and let's move on to today's subject. So this interview is about multilingualism and multiculturalism. Can you tell us which languages and cultures you come into contact on a day-to-day basis?
So I'm working with pupils or students who need some help, and mainly it's Swedish and English, and of course the mother tongue Finnish that I try to help. And of course we have exchange students, and we have students coming from abroad, like refugees or pupils who are coming for other reasons to Finland, but mainly they can speak some Finnish. But of course, with exchange students, I need to use English or perhaps German and Dutch if needed.
And do you have you learned any other languages yourself? Of course, Dutch and German, I assume. Are there any other languages that you learned in the past or are currently learning?
Yes, a little bit of French and then Swedish, German, English at school, and then Dutch at home.
That's already quite a nice number. And how do those languages help you in your job? When do you get to, you already mentioned that you sometimes get to use some German or Swedish with exchange students. Are there any other situations in which you would, instead of English, use any of the other languages?
Yeah, we have done a lot of exchange programs with our students. I've been in Belgium, I've been in Germany with them. And of course, there I've been meeting a lot of teachers and students from all over Europe and trying to use all my languages as well as I can. And then I've been taking part in some courses for teachers in Italy and in England to boost my skills in teaching or in language teaching, like in England. And there I, of course, try to use all my languages as well as I can.
Do you think that knowing these other languages helps you to be a better English and Swedish teacher?
Yes, of course, because the more you know the cultures outside this country, the more you can understand the students, pupils coming or teachers coming from other cultures to visit you. For example, there are lots of interested people to come and check the Finnish school system. I have met teachers from the States, from Germany, from Poland, from, oh, I can't even name them. There are lots of people who are coming to ask how is it in a Finnish school, and to be open for that, you also learn also from other cultures, from other school systems. That has been great to get to know them.
Yeah, it sounds like you had very nice international experiences as well. You mentioned, of course, that you're teaching Swedish or you're helping the students with the Swedish language and with the English language, especially. But does it happen that you need to use the other languages to sort of be able to teach them or to, for example, because you're teaching in high school, do you have a lot of contact with the parents and do those other languages help you with more, for example, more informal contacts?
Yes, of course. I try to make a contact with all the parents. There are also students from bilingual families. And let's say if the father or the mother is not a Finn, it helps a lot that I can speak some other languages with them because they feel more familiar with school then. And they are perhaps more eager to contact me and to ask perhaps for help for their children. But sometimes you really would need more assets, more languages, if the students are coming from, like from Asia, I don't know any of those languages. And then it's a pity that I can't make a good contact with the parents. Perhaps the skills in other languages like Finnish or English, they are not so good. So it's very hard to have a good contact with them then.
Do you have colleagues who maybe have a different language repertoire, who have different languages, and do you sort of help each other out?
Yes, there might be, but my work is quite, how to say, lonely, not lonely, but in that sense that I don't have any other colleagues of my kind there. So I can't count on them in that.
Okay. And then maybe the final question, do you have any advice related to this multilingualism, multiculturalism for our students who are at the start of their careers?
Yeah, I just want to say that be open for everything that is different than you and take all the possibilities to meet other people from other cultures, to take courses abroad. EU is offering a lot of nice courses all over Europe. And also try to help the students who are coming perhaps out of Europe and try to convince them that you are approachable. Because in some cultures, especially if you are erityisopettaja, the teachers and the students are a bit afraid of contacting you. They don't know that it's not harmful and the grades are not going down if you have a contact with one. So be resilient, try to make a contact and use all your skills in all languages that you know.
That sounds like great advice, Marius. Maybe so one question now that we have time. If you were to learn one more language, what would it be?
What a nice question. Perhaps I will do it now. Now that I will have more time in the future. It could be something like Chinese or something totally different.
Sounds like another great way to get an open mind and look at the world through yet another, yes, another pair of glasses. Okay, but thank you very much for the interview, Marjut, and great advice. We definitely have heard a lot of useful things to keep in mind, and hyvää joulua.
Kiitos samoin.